Mr. Hamilton and his fellow American volunteers and the Texan colonists were fighting for their freedom. The troops under General Urrea were also fighting for their cause, the honor and the protection of the Mexican Republic. One of the Mexican soldados who was with General Urrea's command and subsequently participated in the Goliad events was Manuel Rendon, a soldado in the Tres Villas Battalion. And he is here to tell us his side of the Goliad story.
Yes, I am Ramiro Rendon with General Urrea, and we were following orders, as all good soldiers do. General Santana had made the decree that any non-Mexican citizens caught under arms would be treated as pirates and would be dealt with severely. This meant execution, for the most part. When Colonel Fannin and his men surrendered, they were unaware of Santana's decree and surrendered with the hopes of being sent home after the surrender. Urrea was aware of the decree, but hoped against all hope that he would not have to carry out his orders from Santana. Santana, knowing his generals and knowing how sympathetic they were, sent several dispatches stating his wishes again and his orders. The officers the night before the execution were severely troubled, having to deal with their emotions and not really wanting to carry out their orders, but knowing in deep in their hearts that they would have to carry out orders, being the good soldiers that they were. And it was would be their lives that they would have to give up if they didn't. So this is what they did. They carried out their orders like all good soldiers do. And on the next Sunday morning, which was Palm Sunday, they took the Texians out in different directions and carried out their orders, did their duty, as good soldiers do.
Caught in the middle between the independence forces of Texas and those of Mexico fighting to protect their homelands were the native Tejano population of the region. For them, new and old loyalties would be severely tested, as would new and old friendships with their Anglo-Celtic colonist neighbors. Among those Tejanos that served in this campaign, we have with us today one of the volunteers who served fighting in the Texas Revolution, fighting for his homelands.
Republica, what do you call it in English? Republic? Like that word. A free country of our own. Me and my compañeros, we sit down and talk about it. And I explain to them what a republica or republic means. Away from the United States, away from Mexico, country of our own. We like the idea being free, doing our own choice. Many people ask me, how do I feel fighting my own people? Is it my own people we're fighting, or we fighting for freedom? I like that word, Republica, and I will fight for it.